Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing bands, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Vancouver. We're at the Studio 6. Let's just turn that one off first. I'm getting used to the Studio 6 studios. We usually broadcast from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, we started a few minutes late because we were having issues getting in the building. So this building, 312 Main Street, used to be the old Vancouver police station. So we're here today with my guest, Baby Cakes. Baby Cakes, introduce yourself.
Hey, how you doing?
Tell everyone what you do.
What do I do?
Yes.
I cut down trees for a living.
Okay.
Nothing to do with music right now.
I
used to be a musician.
You know what? Maybe we should play your old stuff later on.
Maybe you could.
Yeah.
If you can find some of it.
Yeah, I know. But
it's been a long time, but yes, I used to play music around Vancouver for years and been in several bands. And I used to know everybody in the scene, but I've been out of the loop for a good 15 years now, so I don't know many of the local artists that are out and about now, but what I've heard from you, listening to the Wham Bam East Van Show, everything that I heard is awesome. We still have a great, great live music vibe here in Vancouver, of course, and it's always cool to hear new stuff.
Yeah, all right. And we're going to start the show off today with "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch." So how did you find this song?
I enjoyed it. It just popped up, one of those recommendations that if you want to listen to something, you should check this out. And it happened to be just right before Christmas, so I thought it was a good, different rendition of The Grinch That Stole Christmas. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Banana with a greasy black peel. Just face the music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Spiders, you got garlic in your soul.
choice between the two of you, I would take the...
Seasick Crocodile!
I would use to describe you are as follows, and I quote:
stag, stag, stag. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
That was Small Town Titans, Fat Bottom Girls. That's a cover of Queen and Baby Cakes.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are they from?
I had no idea before you started playing the songs, but I did a quick little research. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Internet. They're a three-piece American band from York, Pennsylvania. I believe it's Pennsylvania. Mm. Don't quote me on that. It's PA.
Yeah, yeah.
York, PA.
Yes.
I think that's Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now tell me about Surfs on the Manor.
Surfs on the Manor. It's a band I used to play with. I used to be the drummer of the band years ago. We were a four-piece band. Two brothers, myself on the drums, and Jay Wong on guitar.
Yeah.
Shredding it. He would do all our solos and stuff. We were together for a couple of years. We used to play pretty much every venue here in Vancouver. The Biltmore, Roxy, you name it, we played there.
Tell me about the song called End of Everything.
End of Everything. So basically, Surfs on the Manor, most of our songs were always fact-based on something historical.
Mm-hmm.
End of Everything has to deal with the Black Plague back in the day.
Okay.
So just a little history note. Each song, like I said, always had something to do with history, and that's just the way the two brothers would always write their music and write their songs.